Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Friday Happy Hour. How is everybody doing? I tell you, I'm in a mood and we are still in Mercury retrograde, huh? Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Well, let's welcome in people. We got Deborah R. Welcome to the show. And we've got Christina Hesley. Christina. Hi, Christina. And, of course,
hi.
Jessica J., our youngin'. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Somebody just popped
hello.
In. She-Ha Spirit. Hi, She-Ha. How are you doing? Wait,
hello.
We got one more popped in. Miss Wilhelmina, is that you? Let's see. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Miss Wilhelmina. All right, everybody's here.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi,
everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hello.
Yeah, everybody's on board tonight. Chrissy's going to try and come in. She had some class or something that was canceled, so she says she's going to try and come in tonight. So we'll see.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hope so. Okay. Well, anyway, I had a productive day. How about y'all?
Mine
yes.
was beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, it was a good day
it
today.
Was
the sun is out for a change. It's raining here.
Mm.
Same here. Kind of overcast here where I'm at. Sun coming in and out.
Yeah,
well,
I don't want to
complain
because I like the warm weather, but you know, I live in a rainy, liquid sunshine climate. So, but it's nice to see the sun today, like God smiling on us. So.
Yep, I'm in a cold spell. 87.
Whoa.
No, I'm in a cold spell. It's never.
But you think you're going 187.
Damn. I'm colder than you. I'm colder than you.
It was
76.
Oh,
like, wow.
Oh, wow. I can't take it. From those hundreds and tens and fifteens, I can't take it.
Really?
Y'all been running three digits, She-Ha. What you been doing, Miss Wilhelmina? Because ain't the temperature been hot down there with the hurricanes and stuff?
Well, it was, but when the storm came through here, it cooled everything off. So we've been waking up to like 60, and then next day might be 80, and then 60 again in the morning. But in the afternoon, it's about like She-Ha saying like 87.
Something like that
in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's cooler, though.
How's your temperature, Christina?
It's varying quite a bit. We had some in the 40s overnight, but this week we're going to be up to 100 again.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you have the three digits
this week,
huh? Well, that's a good holiday, I guess, good holiday temperature. Kind of warm, but, you know. Might be nice. What about you, Jessica? Because I know that is always on fire.
It was spring today, and it's 76 degrees right now in Vegas.
Okay.
It was on and off. It started like at 9 this morning, and then it cooled down like around 4, close to 5.
Okay, well, that's a good temperature, and the 70s is good. 80s, I don't mind. Once you get past 90, yeah. Now we're talking crispy critter temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of hot.
But it was still kind of like, it still felt like tropical rain. It wasn't cold. It was windy and raining, and then it was sunny, and then now it's gray again. It's weird.
Okay. All right. Well, I got a question tonight. What do you, I'm going to ask y'all, then I'll give my opinion later, but what do you think of women that have children with 3 or 4 different fathers?
Looking for a man. Looking for a man and a man, okay.
Well, no, I'm just curious because at first I thought, okay, maybe it's a mental thing, desperate for love or whatever. But by the 3rd or 4th kid, I'm like, why do you keep having all these different babies? What is this man doing for you? Or what are you doing for yourself? That's the main thing. Keep having these kids for what reason? So I'm just curious, how do you feel about that? Me, it bothers me because I'm like, there's something missing. Because you keep having a kid for somebody, but you're missing something that's more important than having that child all the time. Because to me, a child is a gift from God, you know? So what environment are you bringing this child in? And you've got these different men coming to the house and different baby daddies.
Now, I can vouch and talk about that because, see, let's see, I got Shamise, I got Jay, I got Aisha, I got Garvey. Now I have different fathers for my children, 3 of them, and I can vouch for it, and I can vouch about how I was single and then I got married. It wasn't a good marriage, so you had to go. So I got married again and had another one, and he has to go, and then I met my husband, Leroy, and we stayed together because he was going to go too. But I kept him, and he fought for me, and I fought for him. So we showed each other just how much we love each other. And my children, they're 2 of them not his, but you know what? He says
that's their daddy.
Because
I know.
He's married.
I hear you. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And see,
I was
a survivor. I was a survivor. I was a survivor of being with different children, but you got to be a survivor of that. You got to know, be a woman. You got to know what to do. You got to get out there and go and get it and bring it on home and take care of them babies. The man don't even have to be there for me to take care of my children.
Absolutely.
But that's because your children are your priority.
Women that are
okay.
Single.
Yeah,
they
were. Mm-hmm. Now they grown now and they feel my priority.
Oh, yeah, I hear you, but some women don't put their children first, and they keep having children.
That's true. That's right. They keep having them and having them because sometimes, you know, like they're young, they ain't thinking straight, and, you know, and some of them just want them children. They have a little football team. Hey, they can all go out there and participate in the household and bring back that money and pay that rent and mortgage or whatever they got to do to help their mother.
But don't you think that they're looking for love in all the wrong places and they just don't know it?
True. I do agree because I was that too.
Okay.
I agree to that. I think it happens. It's so common now, like, for women to have multiple. I mean, sometimes you got to look at the men too, you know. Because now men are, like, trying to trap women with babies and leave. And, you know, they leave the women with the child to care for.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, Jessica, let's not forget about these men as you bringing that up. That's another element to it. They can have 3 or 4 kids. And then here you go getting number 5. What?
Mm-hmm.
What? He's already got 4 or 5 kids. Why are you coming up with a kid by him? Is it golden? What? Okay, I mean, that's something
ladies.
You bring up, and it's the truth, you know, or, you know, do you want to get involved with a man with a lot of kids? Or even it works the other way, too. Now, there's some men out there that doesn't matter to them. They love the woman. They love the children, and that is beautiful, and I wish it was more like that. But not always. You know, if a woman has two or three kids, they don't want to be bothered. Well, how do you know? That may be where your purpose is, you know, but let's get back to the men, though. To the men, I want to know, that's not fair. You already have children,
yeah,
and then you're having unprotected sex, bringing another child into the world. I mean, it works both ways. Not just the man, it's the woman, too, because she has to have...
she has to have the baby. She has to have the baby, though. But isn't it ultimately the woman's responsibility to protect that and not leave it up to a man?
I agree with you, but that's me and you. I mean, I feel that way, too. Nobody was coming before my girls. I didn't care, even their own biological dad. You didn't come before my daughters. But that's just me. When it came to them kids, and I didn't care what color. I was a fighter. I was an activist for children, so I don't care if they were black, white, Indian, origin, Native American, whatever. I didn't care. They were a child.
The man is the donor, but what I'm saying is, before you're even getting pregnant, isn't that a woman's decision, the utmost decision that has to be made? Do I want to have a baby? Am I ready for a baby? I mean, a man can donate his sperm, but we are the ones that has to be impregnated with that sperm. So isn't that our decision most of all?
But it takes two. I mean, you know, like I say, some women, they're looking for love in all the wrong places. Not to say it was wrong at the time. Like Ms. Wilhelmina gave a good example. She was married a couple of times because she thought that was it, and come found out it wasn't. So she was looking in love. She didn't know it was wrong. She thought that was, you know, it for life, but it turned out not to be. And then thank God Mr. Smith came along and God showed her fill that void. You know, so,
see,
I mean, everybody is not that blessed
Wilhelmina.
Always to have them opportunities, but that's
something to think about. But I see Ms. Wilhelmina. Right. I see Ms. Wilhelmina's point of view with this, but, you know, a woman out there, if you're not married to this man, and I mean, how many lessons you got to have with this, you know? It's just best to protect yourself.
I didn't get married to her father. He didn't marry me, I'll put it that way. But anyway, I chose to not have any more kids for him, you know? And I'm glad I didn't, because it's like, why I'm going to lay up here and keep having babies? And that's the thing I don't understand about young women, that they can be with a man and he's not really being committed, and they just keep having babies for this man.
Yeah,
like,
that's
wow.
Another one.
What does Christina say it again? Christina says something. Go ahead, Christina.
I'm here, and I agree with Sheha mainly. I think it's everybody's individual decision, but the children have to be a priority. And I agree with Sheha that it falls on the woman's shoulders.
Yeah.
Eventually,
it definitely does. But,
maybe from the very beginning,
a lot of times,
that's concerned. But, yeah, eventually,
really,
when it boils down to the root, it is a woman.
Yeah, because I don't know. I think it might have been Deborah, or maybe they were saying that it's the woman. She knows she's going to get pregnant by this man because she ain't taking no birth control. She's not being protected from having any kids. And she knows she's going to get pregnant maybe tonight, maybe the next night, or maybe the next week or month. But she has to be careful and try to avoid that. But, you know, out there with somebody and then finally do get pregnant by that man, it might not have been a mistake, but she knew she was going to get that pregnant and see, and then the man, he's gone, you know? So she's going to bring that child into the world? If she really wants that child, she's going to bring it into the world and bump that man, I guess, and she might try to run behind the man, and she might try to make that man pay that alimony or child support. You know, if she's not married to him.
And that might not even happen.
So that don't always happen. Some women don't bother to go after him.
Well, there's nothing. Yeah, I feel like there's nothing with any woman wanted to have a child. I mean, you know, if you want to have a child, but make sure you're going to take care of those children. You know,
Because they want to have a child, and I understand that. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's
but when you're having multiples, then I'm concerned.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, got to go from this father to that father. But this Lamina's situation was different. Yeah. If I had got married, you know, I might have had a baby by the next man, you know, the man I got married to. You know,
absolutely.
And of course, you expect it's going to last, but if it doesn't last that particular marriage, then you go on and you get married again and you have children, you know.
Yeah, and it was only because I didn't want to live with a guy. I don't want to live with a guy and we're not married. And I don't want to be fooling around with somebody out there in the streets and for years and we don't never get married. No, I was looking for a husband at 18.
I was ready to get married, and so that was your reason for having to have a child with the person you were with. But women that are single, and just, you know, you get with a man and then you have a child for him, and then that man's gone, and another one come along, and you get pregnant, and it's like, why?
But you know, if Jessica has told us, you know, these kids in this generation now, they look at things differently than we did. I think our morals were higher. Now they don't care. I mean, they don't care about the tattoos showing the titties and booties, twerking and all that. We had more morals, or maybe I should say respect about ourselves as women,
you are
as
absolutely
females.
Absolutely right. Jessica was right.
Right.
That's right, man.
Right.
Well, I'm kicking my grandson. I'm kicking
my
grandson.
My grandson is 60. And they
I'm teaching my grandson, though, that his responsibility as any woman that he may lay down and have a physical relation with. If you don't want no children, you protect yourself. Don't leave it up to the woman to decide this. If you don't want no children, you make sure that you protect yourself. It takes two to get pregnant, but that female may not feel the way you do, so don't leave it up to her. You protect yourself.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
My parents, they're in their 60s, and I thought it was an issue. And they had multiple kids with different people. So I only have, like, one full brother between my dad and my mom. And, you know, I always wondered because, you know, like, I think, like, in situations, like, until it happened to me, I was like, wow, you know, it's a situation where, like, my dad, he has multiple baby mamas. My mom has multiple fathers, three fathers. And I think that, like, now, like, when I grew up, like, I had my first child, and it was, like, unexpected. And then, you know, my dad's like, well, keep it. And I said, okay, because, you know, I could have been, like, those type of women, like, okay, get an abortion and act like nothing happened. So, like, back then, my mom was like, oh, you know, why get rid of your child and have an abortion when you're going to end up having another one anyway? She would say, like, you know, God's going to end up giving you another one anyway. So it's like the situation, like, I told myself, okay, well, next time I'm not going to just have this baby just randomly like that. I'll get married. And so when I got married, it was another cycle where I should have been more responsible looking into what that person was all about. And so I ended up getting divorced and I had my daughter. So it's like, you know, it was a cycle that happened. So I think it's like, it depends on like the circumstances. Cause it's like, you know, when a woman wants marriage and a family, it's like, yeah, it's best to look into that. Like with the guys are so deceiving. I'm hearing stories now on YouTube where guys will try to trap a woman with a baby and, you know, leave her as a single mother but still want to control her in some kind of ways while he still has his freedom. So it's just, I think it's just between men and women. Like, all screwed up now in this generation. But I don't
That's
know.
That's true.
I've
heard that.
You know.
That's
mm-hmm.
true.
And it happens. You know, my parents are in their 60s, so it's like, you know, they make it normalized, like, to have multiple different baby fathers and mothers, and that's not right to, you know, it's always best, like, one of you guys said that you're teaching your grandson to not do that. And parents nowadays don't teach their kids what love really is and having a child with one person, and that's it. But situations happen where you might end up...
They don't understand what love is. That's why I said looking for love in all the wrong places, because you don't understand what
uh-huh.
love is.
Uh-huh.
You got to start with you first.
Yeah.
You're looking for it from
mm-hmm.
a man, from a child. Yeah. And like I said, it's okay. Some women, that's all they want is a child. They ain't thinking about having a bunch of kids. They just want somebody to love them the way they want to be loved,
mm-hmm.
instead of loving yourself
mm-hmm.
first and then add this to them. But, you know, people don't understand all the time what love is. Because love is total and unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put no expectations on love. Because people change. Destiny change. How are you going to have expectations?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You hope that you will be treated correctly.
Love,
you hope that things will work out.
Love down then. Love now, maybe
mm-hmm.
just a dollar bill, okay? Love be day, just a dollar bill, okay? That's what love is. I mean, oh, my goodness. It's no standard there. You know, it's no... foundation. It's just like who has the most money, and that's men or women. What can you do for me on a financial level? You know, that's love these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they got to understand what love is, though, too. Because that's, you know, we went through those changes. Come on, I was married to an alcoholic.
Right.
I spent, what, 17, 18 years? That wasn't love, but to me I thought so because I wanted to stay together with him and we had these girls, but that wasn't love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love was loving me, wanting the right thing to happen for me, not just playing at the churches and doing stuff and being active in the community, but just loving me. Who is Linus? What are you about? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forgot, you know how they say we lose our self-esteem? We do.
Yeah,
somebody else. We lose our own self-esteem for somebody else. Like, you know, like, oh shit, where am I at? What am I doing? This
mm-hmm.
isn't me.
Well,
yeah.
So love is important. It really is important to hug,
mm-hmm.
to kiss, to I love you,
it's
I appreciate you, I'm grateful that you're in my life. And
special.
Like Jessica
makes
said, a lot of
like
them don't. They don't get that.
They don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because and
it's that with the family. It starts at home first. You know, I always say that it starts at home first. How you were raised,
yes,
what way to go. Sometimes it's unconsciously that someone will just end up with multiple baby daddies. Sometimes there's situations where I've seen households where they had two parents in the household, and the daughter or the son still end up with multiple baby daddies and mothers. And there's times where it's the opposite, where the parent will have multiple kids with different people, but the child will end up having it with one. But, you know, they're telling this generation now, like, marriage is business. It's not about love. And if you marry for love, you're it's out of luck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's to be true, to look at marriage as a business and not for love. But I feel like love can be there, you know?
But with my parents, you know, my parents' generation, you stay together thick and thin until the end. It's no matter what, you know. The man could go out and have multiple affairs, get outside kids. You sit up in church and everybody looking like you. I mean, but they stayed there. They stayed with those men. But, you know, that's just the way it was, and that's the way most of us was raised to do. You stay with that man,
that's
take it
right.
in until the end, you know?
Yeah.
But
you can't take
well,
it anymore.
Well, I mean,
right.
now in this generation, it's not like that. Sticking with a guy, you know, it's detrimental to someone's health, you know, and mental
stability. I'm glad that generation is gone, because it was just, you know, it wasn't about anything. These men, to me, just dogged those women so much till they just didn't have, I mean, they was raised to have a man in the house no matter what.
But no, that's not it these days.
No.
No.
Because men don't want to step up to the plate nowadays. They want to get pampered and have the same treatment as women do. And so, you know, it's this generation now looking at it, it's lost, you know, and now it's coming to the point where women are not, you know, they're refusing to be single mothers and leaving it up to the father to be a single father, you know, so.
Or putting them on the grandparents.
Yeah, when the table flips, that's when they're like, oh, I'm a single father, she's not getting involved, and she's in this. I just heard a story not too long ago. This guy, he sat up there and he sat up there and he went on YouTube or TikTok, whatever, and it went viral, where he sat there, he got with this woman, and they had a baby. He left her with the child for 8 months by herself, and then she filed him. She put child support on him, and so when she filed for child support, that's when he went to the court, and he filed for sole custody. So she got done with his game, and she told the court that I want to give up my rights, and I don't want nothing to do with him or the child, and he still kept harassing her. And, you know, it got to the point where he went to the police officers and he was like, yeah, you know, the police officers told him that, you know, if she gave up her rights, there's not much that you can do. And so when he sat up there and he blasted her on the internet in front of the kid in the back, people were saying in the comments like, yeah, you know, these women in 2023 are not taking that ish anymore. And now, you know, he better just be sitting back and just getting used to that single father life and seeing what other single mothers have to go through. So it's not that generation anymore where it's like you sit there and struggle. So I guess this generation's starting to wake up a little bit. But even though it's not fair to the child to have to be put in that kind of, you know, situation.
So what do you think about Nick Cannon, Jessica? Because you're that young generation. He got 11 kids now.
That's so stupid
to me, because you cannot interact with all 11 of those kids. Although, I will say this, Eddie Murphy has 10 children. And none of the women have ever went after him for child support or anything like that. And all the sisters and brothers, they know each other. Very close-knit family. But that's unusual. That's not something that happens all the time. They just, for whatever reason, hey, it works out. It's beautiful. But Nick Cannon got 11 baby mamas or 10 baby mamas, and one of them, I think, got 2 kids by him. Like, what are you doing? And you know he got a disease. He's got some inheritable disease. And I said, what are you doing? You going to use your kids for to help your blood system or something? I mean, why are you birthing these kids that possibly could have the same damaging disease that you have?
He already has one that did. I think one passed away, I heard.
One of his kids died. But he went out and impregnated 2 more.
And had another one.
So he's back up to 10 or 11 now. Yeah, I know. The mother of the child
that passed, she got pregnant again. I don't know if she's had the baby already, you know. But I wonder about these women that's having babies for him. Why?
You know what I
think? I know, because you can't be for fame and glory, because you ain't going to get the baby. And then it's about, okay, you got to get
her. Why are they having babies?
He's
going to
get some of that cash she got in his pocket.
Because everybody is following the dollar, okay? Everybody is following the money. Okay, that's all it's about.
I think it has to do with... I would not want to be with a man that have babies by that many different mama, babe, you know, that many different mothers. I mean, it doesn't make no sense.
But you got to think about it, too. Like, you got to think about it, too, though. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No. I just felt like what my opinion is about Nick Cannon is that he was with Mariah Carey at first, you know, and he came up on her because at one point he wasn't nothing. When he got with Mariah Carey, he became more popular, and he rode off of her back. And I feel like once he tried to mess up her reputation after, you know, I don't know why she got with him, but I think there was probably some underlying issues why she got with him, because she's a high status, you know, up there legend, and, you know, 90s legend growing up. And so me looking at Nick Cannon and having these multiple baby mamas and they are having these kids with him, I feel like it's something that has an attachment with Mariah Carey because of her fame and her wealth and her legendary. Just like Beyonce with her father, you know, when he cheated on Tina and had that child with some random woman, I don't know. And, you know, Beyonce don't even acknowledge that brother of hers, that half-brother that he had between him and Tina. Yeah, and so the lady came out of nowhere talking about, oh, my son doesn't, you know, Beyonce doesn't acknowledge my son as her brother and blah, 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 blah. So I feel like when it came down to Nick Cannon, too, I feel like those women, they all know Mariah Carey. So to have siblings that are related to her kids, I'm sure he was bouncing off of that. Because ever since he was on that Wild and Out show I used to watch, and I stopped watching because it got corny and too scripted, that he kept mentioning Mariah, 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 Mariah this and Mariah that. So, you know, he had his two kids with her, and then he got that leverage of writing off her fame. And, you know, having these women that are not that famous as her, they're going to keep on having kids with him because of the fact that he has some kind of ties with her, I feel. So that's where I think
it's an interesting concept to look at it.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. That's my opinion on
it. Yeah, but everybody's following the money and the fame, so, you know.
Yeah,
who
it's
who
no different if Michael Jackson had kids.
If he could, he would go back with Mariah Carey. If she would take him back, he would probably go back. You know,
if she took him back, he sure would. Yeah, he would go right back over there.
Yeah, because he's not going to marry no one else. He already said he's never going to marry, you know, Mariah Carey, because he's still in love with her.
And he said once on The Masked Singer, he said Mariah don't want to have nothing to do with me because they always are throwing stuff at him about Mariah. He said himself, Mariah don't want to have nothing to do with me. And she does.
You know, status. You know, he got with her because he had his status, and now he wrote off for her back with his status. And those other women, they're not famous. They're just having kids with him, and as long as he's sitting there bringing that money, and I keep thinking, I said, you only have so much money before it runs out, because if something happens to him, I can only imagine how that will is going to be split, and that money's not going to go too far. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
I said, and I used to tell my dad that, too, stop having kids, because you keep fucking up the will. You know, you're going to leave kids with $1 to be had.
That's something bad one, Jessica, that lived here with a lot of kids, I got to tell you, is Ray Charles. Before Ray Charles even passed away, he had 11 children. He gave all 11 of his children, each one, $1 million. That was way before he got sick and died. You see, it wasn't no problem when Ray Charles left here, was it? Nope.
Nope. He got his stuff together.
He gave every one of them $1 million way before he died. So they couldn't come and say nothing when he passed, and they didn't. It was such sweetness.
That was sweet.
But you see those rappers that passed away, how they went down. DMX, some other people, they said Prince didn't even have a will, so it was just up there in the air. And DMX, when he passed away, they were saying his girlfriend was trying to fight for the money, and like all these little random kids were coming about trying to fight for, you know, some of his will money. And so it's crazy when, you know, men have multiple kids, they're not really looking at the future of those kids and how they're going to be well off with or without them. And that sucks, but I'm glad that Mariah Carey has her wealth, so, you know, if something happened to Nick, you know, she already has her wealth, but those other women are probably the ones banking on his wealth with, you know, between
the
two.
They could be SOL.
And I hope that it's not going to be a situation like that movie that called Why Do Fools Fall in Love with Taye Diggs. or not Tay Diggs, I think
the singer that had the three wives and who was going to get
yeah,
what.
Yeah, and they're fighting.
Who was that, Lenny? What are you?
Three wives that was fighting over his will.
I can't remember if it was Lenny Williams or who, but it wasn't. It wasn't a humorous movie. I just found it very funny. But yeah.
Yeah,
they were fighting. In fact, think of Vivica Fox was in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Halle Berry and this other woman. She was on that movie, Waiting Till It Sells. I don't know her name, but she's the light-skinned one. But yeah, that was that show right there. You know, but I think it's been going on like that for a long time since the 90s. A lot of people were having multiple baby daddies and mothers and all that stuff. So it was crazy. I thought about it. I was like, what were these parents doing in the 60s and the 80s? And what's going on here? But
they,
a lot of times
they had multiple baby daddies also, but they stayed with the husband. Okay. Yes, they had multiple baby daddies too. Okay, but.
Would you not get to know
the
same with
the one
that
was
married?
And if you did see a married woman, that married woman had a husband with multiple kids with different women, too, on the back. So it's crazy. I give it up to my dad's wife for what she put through, and little does she know that my dad has two other kids that she don't know about, but... You know, I said, you know, she met my dad, and, you know, they're still married, but I look at it like I couldn't be with a man like that, but I guess she probably did it for the kids and to, you know, not put that shame on her with divorce and all that stuff. So, you know, he had, you know, she met him like that, but my dad will always tell me, he's like, you know, I took my time and I picked her. Because she was the one willing to deal with his BS, you know. So, I don't know. Some women are raised to be with a guy regardless of whatever. But I don't know if you guys could ever accept, like, you guys being married or was married, like, could you guys had accept your husband having a child outside of the marriage?
No.
I didn't accept it, but it happened.
No, I can't accept that. No.
But what stuck too, though, is that, like, you know, she doesn't know about these two other kids. So it's just crazy how men could just sit there and be married to these women. And I used to think, like, well, maybe she's not really caring anymore, you know. So I don't know how women don't.
But Jessica, I don't want to be with a man that I don't care about. See, that's my problem. You know, if you can't care about me and I care about you, I mean, no, I just, no, that won't work either. That would not work for me. It won't work.
See, the thing is, I think she cares. I feel like my dad picked her because before she met him, he already had two other kids, I believe. And so... Then he was having kids between me and my brothers and sisters, and so between us, he had me, and then he had my brother, and she still stuck with him. And then, you know, years later, he has two other kids she doesn't know about. And I always wondered, like, what was my dad's issue, why he always had, you know, multiple baby mamas. But he always tries to say, well, at least I'm a father and I'm there and blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, you know, that's not the right way to teach daughters how, you know,
no,
men. Because I feel like men
are supposed to treat your daughter,
that
yeah. That was
that
fear and guilt.
Multiple...
That's why he did that.
Yeah, because it's crazy that, like, even when I've seen women who had been raised with mothers with multiple baby daddies, I feel like most of the time the women that have multiple baby daddies, yes, you're right, Ms. Linus. I think it is a not love yourself or trying to find love all in the wrong places. But most of them, like, I've seen that they become desperate. Like, they come across a man because they haven't had that strong male figure in their life. And as soon as a man says two words to them, like, oh, you're beautiful, I like you. They run like dogs, you know, like, you know, how jump. If he says jump, they say how high. So I think some women are probably looking for
men
that daddy
too.
Figure.
There's desperate men out there as
Yeah,
well.
Men too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some men out there that shouldn't be with certain women, but they do anyway, even unto their own death. Yeah, because you're like, well, don't you see? Don't you see what she's doing or blah, blah, blah? But, you know, when you're in love, yeah, love is blinding. Love can become blinding. Let me put it like that. It can become blinding. But I always say look at a person's behavior because that'll tell you a lot.
Yeah.
If a person's behavior all of a sudden changed, what's going on? You know? You used to give me a hug when
That's
you came
true.
Home from work. You could come in and sit down and go get a beer. What happened?
Yeah.
You know, you look at the behavior.
You're absolutely right. That's what I did.
Yep. Look at
how can you be in love?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but how can you be in love with someone that don't know how to treat you and don't act like, I mean, you know, people are sleeping and stuff with big rooms.
That's what Lena just said. You got to watch. You got to see how they
work. I mean, how can you love somebody that can't love you back? How can you be in love
with them? That's exactly right.
But you got to go back to see how their perspective of love. Everybody's not raised the same way. Just like Jessica's generation is much different than our generation. You know, so it depends on how
that
person was raised.
Person.
Did they get love at home? Did they get along with their siblings? Did they have a father in the house? All that takes place. So by the time this person is grown, this is how they're going to treat a woman, or they're going to treat the next fella. And the same with a woman. You're going to be jealous of the next woman. You're going to be like, "Well, that's really nice that you've lost a lot of weight. You look so pretty." Instead of saying like, "Who she thinks she is?" and blah blah blah. Like, really, you can't be happy for this person. But see, that goes back to how you were raised.
But
understanding and then look at love from a different perspective, then you don't.
Yes, you do. But here's a man that's dogging you out, don't know how to treat you as a person, and you just really don't need him for no reason other than want to be with somebody. So what are you getting out of sharing your love and you're not receiving any back? Well, what are you getting?
You're not getting nothing out of that.
It's
like
Lee
said, you know, if you watching, you know that ain't love. Why would you want to say that?
Because you love that person. See, that's why I say people fight to stay with people. You don't fight for a person to stay with you. You fight to stay with that person, right?
Yeah,
because
I know.
That's the way it is. Yep, you fight to stay with that person.
I'm fighting with myself too.
Yeah, you fighting to stay with that person. You're not fighting for them to stay with you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You're fighting to stay with them at this point.
There's a lot of narcissism going on too.
Exactly.
I started learning about narcissism. Yeah, there's a lot of There's a lot of narcissists walking around on this earth, and it's crazy how. You know, a lot of narcs, they will feed off of a person who has, you know, low self-esteem or may want love from that person or make them love them. I had friends that I had to get rid of because of the fact that they will be in this abusive cycle. And I used to know this girl. She would always be on the phone with these guys that would emotionally, mentally, physically abuse her. And she got to the point where I started seeing a little, like, a covert narc coming around with her. So it's like a control thing with some people where, you know, I'm going to make you love me and I'm going to show you, like, you know, and it's like, no, regardless of what you do for that person, they're not going to like you. They're not going to want you. And so when you're dealing with a narc, there's nothing that you can do to make them love you. They don't even love themselves.
Nothing at all.
Well, also, Jessica, I want you to look at, too, some men that commit domestic violence is because they've seen their mother beat, or maybe there wasn't a woman in the house. Or if the woman was in the house, maybe the father mistreated the mother either physically or mentally. So you got to look at that, too, when men come around and they disrespect women, you know, how they treat us or what have you. It's because what was before them was not a good example. But that's all they knew.
Yeah.
But it's
so until you take time, if you so desire to teach the person, you know, to change your behavior, their thinking process, and if they don't and they want to continue on in the vein you're in, then, you know, so be it. Talk to the hand, because I don't understand. I'm gone.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a lot of courage to do so, too, because, you know, you got to, I think as a woman, if women are going through that, you know, trying to love someone who doesn't love them or treat them the way they should be treated, some women, you know, they have this issue where they want, you know, I always tell women, I said, you know, if he's treating another woman like crap, you know, what makes you think he's going to treat you right? And some women,
okay,
the ones that want to steal other people's man and be like, oh, ha-ha, I got him, and blah, 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 blah. And men always play with them.
What?
Always. Oh, he treated me like this, and my exes are crazy. And I always say, like, guys always show red flags in the beginning. They always do.
They sure do.
And women are blindsided by it. They are. Like, I saw women, I'm like, how do you see that? Some men will show you right in your face how they will treat another woman and how they will treat you. But a lot of these women, some of these women are just at this high horse where it's like, well, as long as he's showing me affection at the moment, I'm okay. But, you know, they stomp on other women and their downfalls and all this other stuff. And it's like, it's an ever-giving cycle with these situations going on now, you know? So, you know, I don't believe in stomping on a woman, and I don't believe in, you know, men saying, oh, she's this and she's that, and she's treating me like that. And I always say, people show you who they are right in front of your face if you just pay attention and listen.
No, that's true. It's like Maya Angelou when they showed you who they are, believe them. But, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But there are women that are desperate and men that are desperate. Men that stay with women that, you know, they could be with somebody else, and women that stay with men. You know, sometimes you see these women that are absolutely beautiful, and they're with a guy that's like, excuse me. And we can't see it, but there's something in that man, oh, excuse me, that is making her quite happy. As beautiful as she is, she couldn't find that in an attractive man, but she found it in this man, and that filled that void in her life.
I can respect that. I can respect that example. That example I can respect. But if you now, that's one example. I'm just going to say I can accept that. I can accept that one. You know, I can. I can accept that. But you're trying to figure out now why you staying with something that acting like they were raised by wolves. I don't understand that.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's a hard knock life out there. You know, it's crazy how people go about love and how they some people are okay with a lopsided relationship. Some people are okay with that. Some people, you know, they like Ms. Linda said, it's the desperateness and to fill a void that they. But the whole thing is, it's just, you know, you got to fill that void within yourself. And if you don't, you're gonna try to sit there and seek that void through other people that are not gonna be able to
fill that
void for you.
Yes, you will, and you're still lonely inside. You're still lonely.
Yeah. Inside, you're still lonely, still trying to search.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, a baby's not going to make it happen. You know?
Nope.
Baby's not going to make it happen.
Most definitely.
I don't know why they think that way, but it's another thing to be had. But, you know, Ms. Linus, too, I do appreciate when you do talk to us. Like, you do give us your honest opinion, and you don't sugarcoat nothing. And, you know, if
those
who feel
kind of
hardened by what you say, you know, at least you told the truth. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Jessica.
I
tried
to, even when people get mad with me, but that's why I say on the show at the beginning, you know, when I do my show, it's wonderful to agree to disagree. You know, and it is.
Because I always tell Lynn, only thing that you can do something with is the truth. You cannot do anything with a lie. So long as you speak the truth, that's all. That's what people are looking for. That's what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what,
now
honestly,
I can't accept it. Oh well.
I always say this though. While that's going on, you know, Miss Lynn, it's like even with the crystal situation, I feel like you know you tell her the truth. And, you know, deep down, you might be teaching someone else something while they're listening, you know?
Yeah,
always. 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 Yes, always.
You know
I
how
look
they
at Crystal
say,
as
like,
a young lady that's just looking for love in the wrong place, and she needs love in her life. She does. That will turn her around. But because she doesn't believe in herself yet, the immaturity stands, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she's got
But you're right, though. Like, you do tell the truth, though. And I feel like the fact that you're capable of telling her the truth, you know, other people are listening in to look at their own situation like, well, you know, I see this person going through that. I don't know about myself, you know. Like, that's true.
All right. Okay. All right.
Good to put it out there. Don't sugarcoat nothing.
And
if they
can
cry,
be delivered
that's
to more than
though.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Our head is a soft ass.
But apparently, Crystal likes to hear the truth. She's reacting on it. Or she wishes she was coming back. So,
that's true.
You know.
She deep down inside, she knows that the truth is.
Yeah,
she
knows.
Is. Deep down inside, she knows.
We all know.
Oh, sure. And we all in it sometimes.
You know, in our lives,
you
got to come to
that we don't want to face it. We know it's the truth, but rather than the face it, we live in denial till something hit us and it's like, oh, Lord, why did this happen? Well, what have you been doing?
Probably
when she finally faces
it. Daddy done spoiled the crap out of her.
Sometimes you know the truth, but you just want to stay at the party anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because evidently it's something there. It's something there that's got to be feeding something for you, and that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know the game plan, and you see you got a good visual of what's going on, but now. You may not be in it to win it, but, hey, you know, let's do it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, hey, it's you. I always say, you ask a question, you get the response. Don't get mad about it.
That's all I'm saying, Jessica.
Once she gets tired, she'll see.
That's right. When she wants to change, then she will change. But otherwise, she's trying to go along with her own program, okay? That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell y'all, I had to call when Chords of Gratitude asked me, should I move out of my parents' house, move out of my mom and dad's house? And when I went to the angels, they said, they wish you would. Hurry up. Go. I didn't say it like that to her, though.
That's a good one.
That just tickled me so bad. I had to call she and said, girl, that shit was funny as hell to me. Even though, I'm sure it wasn't funny to her. But they're like, go. Get out. They want you to leave.
I'm not going to say what I wanted to say, y'all. I'm not going to say what I wanted to type in the chat, so I ain't even say that.
I agree.
Oh, Lord.
I absolutely agree.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true though. I'm glad to speak to you guys. You know, you guys are full of wisdom and I learned from it. And so it's like, you know, I learned that during this trial of being alone is a good thing for me to learn for myself and focus on me and not look outside of people to find that love and to sit there and be like, you know, like Miss Linus always says in the chat or in on YouTube, love yourself first.
You got to.
If you can't be by yourself, what the hell are you going to be with someone else? You know? So
that's
sometimes
right.
You got to be comfortable being with yourself.
Yeah,
that's true. And you never know where love comes from. You know, when you not give up on love because we continue to love, but just say that you're like, you know, I'm tired of looking for a man, whatever, blah, 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 and all of a sudden, boom, Mm-hmm. Unexpectedly, mm-hmm. there's a man.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Entering your life. So, yeah, when you quit looking, things happen. They really do when you stop looking. Yeah. Because God said, yeah. why are you worried? Mm-hmm. What are you worried? You didn't tell me what the problem is. Leave it alone. God only do what you want to do.
That's right. That's right.
You know, it's going to come, but it ain't going to come when you want it to come, but I'll make sure it get there. It'll get there.
We as humans live in the 3D world. We got to see, touch, feel, hear, and smell, okay? If it's not happening for us, it's not happening, all right?
That's right. That's right. We got to get out of the 3D and go into the 4 and the 5. And as you do, your life will change because you'll even change about your attitude toward people.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
It's a thing to be had, though. You know, but I'm learning that loving yourself is so important. Once you fulfill yourself, you should that person that comes into your life should be the cloth and just the add-on, not the person.
Oh, it's
world.
A bonus. It's a bonus.
Yeah,
right,
bonus.
Then comes along, honey. It's a bonus.
It's a bonus.
You
bonus.
Just
it's
be
a
clear.
Bonus. It's
just
an enhancement.
Be clear. You go to God and ask for this man. Be clear. He's single. He's healthy. He, you know, he don't have any children, or he has one child. But be real clear, because I wasn't clear. And the man was everything I could ever want for, from the head to the toes, spiritually, mentally, and physically. But the man had a wife on the other side of the world.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'll be damned. Are you kidding me, God? Where's the misunderstanding here? You know, so they should be careful what you ask for, because you'll get it. Yeah, mm-hmm. it'll come, but is that what you want? So be clear, Jessica J. When you ask for a man, you be specific and tell God, this is what I want. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
I learned.
I want one that's going to hit me.
I learned that real fast.
I want one that's going to take care of me.
Yes, I want a husband. I want a husband. I don't want just a man.
But they're not asking what kind of husband they want. That's the problem. Like,
yeah. Let's start with the title husband.
You got to ask those things. If I say, you have to ask those things. I know because when I was, what age was I? When my granddaddy died, and we went to his funeral, and then I went to South Carolina, and I looked at my granddad, and I thought about him and stuff, and I said, you know what, I want to marry a man just like my granddaddy, because my granddaddy, he took care of his children. He was a loving husband. He was a loving granddaddy, and he was a loving father to his children, and I wanted somebody just like my granddaddy, and you know what, I got it.
When I use the word husband, it's all encompassing, y'all. Okay, that's my definition of a husband. It's all encompassing. So, not just a man, but a husband. And when I use that word husband, it's all encompassing of everything that a true loving man can be.
Mhm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
She just came across.
Yeah,
90 seconds, y'all. All right, let's finish talking about whatever we want to talk about. You got a minute for the music start.
I love you guys. It's a Sheha. Y'all have a beautiful weekend and holiday.
You too,
Sheha.
Oh,
that's right, y'all. It's a holiday weekend. Hello. That's right.
I know,
people
I forgot.
Already. Okay.
I hadn't thought about it.
I forgot it was a holiday weekend. I just got invited to an event, so.
Well, y'all have a good one. Be safe. Ooh, eat so much food, because I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, I know that.
I don't
right.
know
how much
joy, share the
eat,
love.
But.
Oh, my God. Yeah, thank
y'all
so
bye.
Much for being here. We had a good
stay
conversation
safe.
Tonight. That was really good. That's good about relationships, and I enjoyed that because we went from the past to the future, you know, hopefully not just the present, but also to the future that things have changed. So thank y'all so much for being here. Oh, God, I almost There we go. Miss Wilhelmina, She House Spirit, Christina Hesley, my Christina, Jessica J, Deborah R. I hope I didn't miss anybody. Oh, and Linus. But anyway, thank you all so much for being
Love
here.
Have
a good weekend, and know that you are all welcome. I appreciate you. Thank you.